This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we've got Marco Casanova, who was with us yesterday and Wednesday. This whole week, we've been focusing on really the ministry and the heart of the teaching of a very important ministry in the life of the church today called Desert Stream Living Waters Ministries, founded by Andrew Comiskey. And he's been working at it with his lovely wife, Annette, for almost 40-some years now, 43 years. And then the last couple of days, as I mentioned, Marco Casanova is with us, and Marco oversees the development of
Living Waters USA,
which is reaching out and helping people form small communities of caring and being able to help one another on the journey to sexual wholeness and integrity, that kind of thing. So welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. And so I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about what those groups are like and how helpful they are. But before I say anything else, I just want to ask what in particular is on your heart that you'd like to talk about today.
Yeah. I mean, I really am wanting to talk to those who are really struggling in their sexuality and who are wanting to be devoted to Jesus, but maybe not seeing any change in their life, you know? Maybe it's like, well, the struggle's actually getting stronger, and I don't know what to do, so what say you?
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage you, you know? I want to encourage any young guy or young girl or even those of you who are thinking, man, I'm way past major integration. I would just say, Jesus has a plan for you. That's just the truth. Mm-hmm. He's never lost sight of the man or woman he's created you to become. And I just want to hopefully inject some good encouragement to those who are a little downtrodden in their struggle. Mm-hmm. And I think those of us who experience same-sex attraction, myself included, at times we face these seasons where it is a struggle. It really is a struggle. But I dare say that Jesus in his spirit, Jesus in his church, Jesus in his sacraments are always looking for ways to encourage us and to jolt us awake. I want to warn you, those of you who are resonating with what I'm explaining, of the familiar vice that I'm very vulnerable to, of sloth. I think there's a sloth that can come upon us. And what is sloth? I think sloth is much more than just, I hit snooze too many times. Sloth is much deeper. It's a worldly sorrow. It's a worldly sorrow that basically tries to play a narrative that being a Christian is just too hard. Mm-hmm. Or my cross is way too big and woe is me. It's just such a down, uphill battle. Well, Joseph Pieper, whom I love, and you really got to get Andrew's book, Rediscovering Our Lost Fullness, he talks about sloth in a way that has really roused me, and I hope rouses the listeners, to take up the fidelity to Jesus in those areas again. Wherever those areas might be for you, it may be struggling with same-sex attraction, just declare the lordship of Jesus in that place again to break that familiar sloth. I think it is a familiar sloth that can get us, but what the antidote to it is a magnanimity. It's a virtue that says, okay, Lord, yes, what you're calling me to is challenging, and it's slightly offensive to my comfort zone, but I trust you, and you're going to lead me to the next steps. Because in the final analysis, sloth is a hatred of the divine good. It's a hatred of what God has in store for your humanity. But what magnanimity does, it basically says, okay, yes, it's arduous, but my God, it's good. And I want that. I want more of that. So for those of you who are in a rut with struggling with same-sex attraction, I just want to speak that over you. I want to speak the hope of Jesus that he actually has a plan for your life, and he wants to rouse and refresh that in your life today.
Oh, it's really so good. This week, as I've been listening to you and Andrew, in terms of the hopelessness, and you can come to a place when you're struggling with same-sex attraction, obviously not just with that, but you're talking about it in that way and thinking you can despair and be discouraged. And I don't, yes, I don't think if I go the way you're suggesting I go, I can ever honestly be happy. Mm. And oh, geez, like what the ultimate buzzkill or discouragement or whatever. And I just remember I knew moments like this in my own life in terms of just becoming a disciple, like giving my life to Christ. Jesus said, I want the whole of you. And the whole idea of no longer my life, and I make it my aim to please God. And I have a friend, a good friend of mine, who is an occasional listener to this, who, you know, is like very great, really great guy, very together guy, got a lot going for him. It's like he was coming to the faith, and all of a sudden, and he liked the elixir of life, you know, he liked to go for it. And it was a little bit like, oh, shoot, what a bummer. Yes, this Christianity stuff is true, but I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
It's going to take all the fun out of life, right, or it's going to just, I can't imagine like a post-decision, you know, what it's going to look like for my life, you know? Plus, I don't think I can do it. You know what I mean? I don't think I can do that. And so, and it's analogous to the kind of thing that you've been talking about and the kind of the hopelessness or discouragement that people with same-sex attraction or whatever we're talking about in this whole area of sexuality and brokenness, that anything will ever change. And I just have to cling to what I think will make me happy in the end.
Yeah. You know? I think you're right on. It's really a discipleship question. How deep does the cross go in your life? Does it go to that place, or is that kind of off limits? Well, I like being sad. I like being sad about that. Mm-hmm. I like being stuck there. I mean, Joseph Pieper says this. He says that the sick have their reward in that they don't get out of bed. So there is something that feeds us when we're disempowered and we want to stay there. But I would say, no, get up. Get up. Trust Jesus for more. Surrender. And yeah, you don't know the foresight of all what that means. And that may be a little crucifixion for you. But you know the insight of, I love this Jesus, and I want to give him everything again and again. And that's going to cost my life, but it's actually going to give me so much more. I just trust that. I remember when I first came to Jesus Seminary, you got to tune into the other stuff to hear the whole story. But and I was acting out homosexually, living duplicitously. And I remember when I first started following Jesus in the area of my sexuality, it was different because life with Jesus wasn't as sensational.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like high-octane, addictive drug stuff. Yeah. You know, it was like reality. And reality is amazing, but reality also can be difficult and great.
Yeah.
I rather be in reality, you know?
I mean, think about the ultimate decision. Getting over the ultimate problem is the sin problem, which produces the death problem, and acknowledging there's one way, it's to follow him.
Right.
And he said, if you want to come, I'm all for you coming. But if you want to come, here's the terms I'm setting.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you're coming to a relationship with me, I set the terms of the relationship.
Yeah.
Deny yourself, take up your cross, and come after me.
Yeah.
And so denying yourself is denying that dimension of your life that says, I'm in charge. And I'm my own designer. Right. I'm my own creator. I am the master of my own existence.
Right.
And Jesus said, you have to let that go.
Got to let it go.
If you want to follow me.
Yeah.
And so that's a point a lot of people don't come to. They kind of are born into the faith. You get baptized as a kid.
Sure.
You're this cultural thing, and this sort of inertia is moving along. And then all of a sudden you come to these big decisions or these big experiences and realities in your life. And you feel like you have no argument, you know, against the new thing that's exciting you and you're going to go for.
Yeah.
Because you look at Christianity and say, I don't even know if I'm trading up if I go that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
It feels like I'm trading down. And I just don't see happiness down that road. So I'm going this way. Because we've never come to terms with who the Lord actually is and our own fundamental need, which is even deeper than same-sex attraction or other issues, that drugs addiction, and no matter what it is that people have, they're fighting. The biggest issue is, are you going to receive the offer from God the Father, your creator, that you need his son who's the physician to heal your soul?
Amen.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
Every single person needs to be made new and brought into this transforming reality that we cooperate with the Lord in.
Yes,
you know?
And so, I think whenever we bump up against those very familiar places in our heart where we're a little hardened, we're a little resentful, we're a little tired of the struggle, and we just want to close in.
Yeah.
I just think those are great opportunities to surrender again. Here I am, Lord. I am saved and I'm being saved.
Yeah.
You know, I need you. I need more of you. I have yet to probe the depths of your love for me. And I surrender all of that again today. That's how I see it. Whenever I'm feeling that familiar sloth, that familiar resistance, I get flat on my face. Here I am, God. I need you more than I needed you yesterday.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Marco, as friends are listening to this and they want to know more about Desert Stream Living Waters Ministries, tell us about how the whole thing works briefly.
Yeah. You know, like... So desertstream.org has basically all the information you can get connected to us. But really the main and the plane of what we offer is something called Living Waters Groups throughout the country. And so there may be a Living Waters group near you where you could really benefit from walking with fellow men and women who are struggling with a host of starting points of sexual and relational brokenness, but in a confidential, boundaried way and with the goal of chastity. So I want to encourage you in that. There may be a Living Waters group right in your backyard, and you can get plugged in, and they will help you in very focused ways and trying to make the next steps in becoming chaste.
Is it receiving teachings, or what are all the dimensions of it, may I ask?
We praise. We always open with some worship. It's more about Jesus than it is about our brokenness. It's very Christocentric, honestly. It has to be. Then there's teaching. It is a curriculum, so empowered teaching of the power of Jesus to help us, to transform our lives, good theology of the body, type of teaching. And then we have corporate ministry time and small group ministry time where there are prayer opportunities for you to share where you're at and to receive prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's not advice giving. We're not therapists, but we're just your fellows in the pews saying, hey, you know, the Lord has saved and is saving me in this area of my life. And my hands are clean now. They didn't used to be, but now they are. And I'm walking the walk, and I want to be an agent of Jesus' mercy for you where you need some infrastructure, some scaffolding to help you in your walk to become a more chaste man or woman.
Yeah, I was thinking about Chesterton's line about every man who's ever knocked on the door of a whorehouse, you know, he was in searching for God.
Right.
And the first time I read that, I thought, what? What? I don't think that's really what he's searching for, you know what I mean?
Right.
But indeed.
Yeah.
The man doesn't know his own heart and he's trying to, you know, fix the situation in his heart. He's trying to satisfy a longing, a deeper longing. And I think for whether it's AA, whether it's the wonderful work you brothers are doing, just life itself, or you come to the emptiness of getting all the trophies and you're still empty kind of thing. What's this all about? Only a greater love. Only we are literally made for God.
Right.
And only God and knowing God is going to satisfy our soul.
Right.
It doesn't always feel that way. It just feels like religion, or commandments, but it's not that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It includes some of that, but it's so critical. And you guys, that's at the center of your message. And I just want to honor you and you and Andrew and your whole team and Annette and everybody, and to thank you for the heroic service that you guys are engaging in. And we've had a couple of wonderful days. We've done some video, friends, and interviews you'll be able to find on our website in a few weeks or so. But just want to thank you for being with us, and God's blessing on you.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for the work that you're doing, and thanks for honoring us. It's really a gift.
Yeah, and every family member out there, every parent or grandparent is just coming up against these kinds of issues. Don't be afraid. Be not afraid. The Lord is with you. He'll help you. He loves you and your family and your child more than you can ever imagine.
Amen.
God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
In the scripture, Jesus' teaching on the conditions of salvation is consistent, urgent, and pervasive. Friends, I'd like to offer you Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? The booklet unpacks several gospel passages so we can find and stay on the narrow path that leads to eternal life. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE. That's renewalministries.net/FOE.